Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday night at 7 and Saturdays at 1 when there isn't a football game. But it's football season at Emory and Henry, and so my 1 o'clock shows on Saturday are often going to be preempted, as they the most recent Saturday show was. And that's a good thing, because football is probably the most popular thing that we do on the radio. And my show is number 2 in my dreams. Now, Wombats and Music is my chance to play for you songs I love each week, and also to put in some oddball things, some stories, some readings, some jokes. And I've got a couple of wombats tonight. I call those oddball things wombats. That's where I get my title, Wombats and Music. So it's a wombat night. We're starting off with Wagon Wheel, sung by Darius Rucker. Wagon Wheel was Bob Dylan wrote some notes, just a few somewhere way back down the line, and somebody picked them up and turned them into a song, and it became a very popular song. A lot of people sing it. It's a fun song to sing in a group. This is Darius Rucker with Wagon Wheel.
Staring up the road and pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers. And I'm hoping for Raleigh, I can see my baby tonight. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, I pick a banjo now. Oh, North Country winters keep a-getting me down. Lost my money playing poker, so I had to leave town. But I ain't a-turning back to living that old life no more. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. But he's headed west from the Cumberland Gap to Johnson City, Tennessee. I gotta move on before the sun. I hear my baby calling my name, and I know that she's the only one. And if I die in Raleigh, at least I will die free. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock.
Mama, rock me. Oh, so rock me, mama, like
That was Wagon Wheel by Darius Rucker. The next song is Blood of the Lamb by Willie and Bobby Nelson. As a disc jockey, I occasionally get free albums to review, and I got one a few months ago, and I thought it was a married couple I'd never heard of, and I didn't really bother to pay much attention to it. And one day I was looking at the notes, and it said, Willie and Bobby Nelson. I thought, Willie Nelson? Oh, wait a second, wasn't Bobby his sister? Yes. So this is Willie Nelson with his older sister, Bobby. She was in his band for many years, and the two of them are singing Christian hymns. And this particular one got a very familiar feel to it. It's called Blood of the Lamb by Willie and Bobby Nelson.
Power, are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are they washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are they washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Sung by Willie Nelson and his sister, Bobby. The next song is Abraham, Martin, and John, sung by Dion. It's a tribute to to American martyrs, Abraham Lincoln, Martin Luther King, John Kennedy, and Robert Kennedy. His name isn't in the title, but the song's also for him. And it speaks out and talks about people who were shot down by fools, people who thought somehow their cause was worth killing someone for. In any case, it's a beautiful song, and it always reaches me. Abraham, Martin, and John by Dion. The next song is There You Go by Alan Jackson. Most of us have had broken hearts sometimes, several times. almost everyone is going to have at least one and maybe more. And sometimes after you've had a really tragic experience like that, it's very hard to think of ever taking a risk again. It hurts so much. I have known people who've just withdrawn. They've just decided they're never going to be in a relationship again because it just hurts too much. In general, it seems wiser to go out and get back in the game and know you may be hurt again. And sometimes as you're coming out of it, a gentle hand can sort of pull you along. And this is such a song. This is one for the people who are still deep inside the pain and don't think they'll ever get out. And Alan Jackson's approach is just a wonderful supportive thing. There You Go by Alan Jackson.
Stop. starting over again's a bit like dancing. You just need someone to lead and take it slow. So lay your head on my shoulder, let me hold you close. That's it. There you go. There you go. You're doing fine. Take each day like a step, one at a time. Put one foot in front of the other, and the next thing you know, that's it. There you go. Every day is like a new beginning. One door opens while another starts to close. But just slip your arms around me, 'cause life's a dance, don't you know? That's it. There you go. There you go. You're doing fine. Take each day like a step, one at a time. And put one foot in front of the other, and the next thing you know, that's it. There you go. I know how it feels to have your heart crushed like the wings of a butterfly. But you gotta try. So just hold on tight. One foot in front of the other, and the next thing you know, you're dancing. There you go. That's it. There you go.
There You Go by Alan Jackson. A number of country music songs are about guys not behaving properly in a relationship. And this song sort of catches part of that. This is by Willie Nelson and Waylon Jennings, two of the top country music artists of their generation. And it's A Good-Hearted Woman. And the full title should be A Good-Hearted Woman in Love with a Good-Timing Man. Waylon Jennings and Willie Nelson.
A long time forgotten, dreams that just fell by the way. The good life he promised ain't what she's living today.
Willie!
But she never complains of the bad times or the bad things he's done, Lord. Yeah. She just talks about the good times they've had and all the good times to come. She's a good-hearted woman in love with a good-timing man. She loves him in spite of his ways she don't understand. Through teardrops and laughter they pass through this world hand in hand. A good-hearted woman loving a good-timing man.
He likes the bright lights and nightlife and good time and friends.
And when the party's all over, she'll welcome him back home again.
Lord knows she don't understand him, but she does the best that she can.
Now this a good-hearted woman, loving a good-time man.
She's a good-hearted woman in love with a good-time man. She loves me in spite of my wicked ways that she don't understand. This world hand in hand.
A good-hearted woman loving a good-timing man.
She's a good-hearted woman in love with a good-timing man. She loves me in spite of my Mickey Mouse ways.
Good-Hearted Woman by Waylon Jennings and Willie Nelson. The next song is Kansas City by Wilbert Harrison. This song has been recorded by over 300 artists, but the one that most of us have heard is this one. Kansas City went to number one in 1959, and it's going into my all-time favorites list. Kansas City by Wilbert Harrison. Kansas City by Wilbert Harrison. Next song is Willie Nelson, and it's called Midnight Rider. The most popular version of this is done by someone else. There have been a number of people who have recorded these songs. I like this particular version a lot. In particular, the harmonica in here is really, you hear more harmonica in this song than almost any I've heard in a long time. And I'm always in for drums and rhythm when they do it right, and this one does it. So this is Willie Nelson with Midnight Rider. Rider.
I got run to keep from hiding. I'm bound to keep on riding.
midnight rider.
Midnight Rider, sung by Willie Nelson. The next song haunts me a little bit, partly because there must be a whole story behind this that I don't know, but I can feel its power anyway. It's called Long Cool Woman in a Black Dress by the Hollies, and it's got a lot of energy, and I wish I knew the story. Long Cool Woman in a Black Dress by the Hollies.
Sat out all night, I was downtown.
You just heard A Long Cool Woman in a Black Dress by the Hollies. And it's time to tell you who we are and what we're doing. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 when it's not a football game, but it's football season, so I think it's mostly Mondays at 7 these days. And I play songs for you that I think will impact as many people as possible. I'm hoping that at least a few of these songs are reaching you. That's my aim every week, is to put songs on that will reach out and grab people. And they grab me. So each one of them is special in my mind. And occasionally I put in something odd, something different, a reading, a joke, a story. And I call those things wombats. That's where I get my title, Wombats of Music. And it's wombat time. Here comes the first of two wombats tonight. It's a story, and it's called The Dog That Couldn't Swim, as told by Justin Wilson. Justin Wilson was a Cajun comedian, a Louisiana comedian, with a wonderfully exciting, interesting accent and great timing on his stories. This is one of the many stories that he tells. The Dog That Couldn't Swim by Justin Wilson.
I got a friend that ain't the best duck hunter in the world. He is the very best. Everybody want to go hunt some duck with him. He don't never took nobody with him except his retrieving dog named Fido, too. His name was Fido, not Fido twice, just Fido also, too. And everybody asks him, and he got a standing answer. They say, how about took with you to hunt some duck? He say, hell no. And one day, one of them banking people would loan him some money to build the brick house that he loved. Ooh, he loved that brick house. Asked him, say, how about took me with you to hunt some duck, huh? Hell no. He said, how you like that brick house what you got? He said, I love that brick house. He said, how about took me with you to hunt some duck, huh? Well, you don't got to hit that kid in the face with a wet mop. He knows what's going on. He said, okay, pick me up in your country Cadillac in the morning, 4:30 a.m. o'clock, and we go on the marsh and get that. He said, okay, so at 4:30 a.m. o'clock, he's there and beep, beep, he blow his horn. This Cajun come out there, my friend, come out there and get in the truck in his bank, and people say, where's Fido? He say, we don't need him. He say, oh, yes, we do. There's a little tin film of ice on that marsh this morning. And I ain't about to wait, and then I know you ain't. Call Fido and let's don't got some argue. He said, okay. Fido brought you, sir. Old Fido, bloom, jump up in them truck. They go get in the pirogue boat, all three of them, and I want you to know a pirogue boat ain't safe for one people, let alone three. And they get in there, and my friend go into the blind. Well, they sit there quiet, and it's not long for here come one duck in a bunch all by himself. And my friend called him up, and good. And they give him that feed call and put him right down in front. Well, that banking people, he raised up with that automatic shoot gun he got. Bloom, 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 bloom. And he killed that duck dead. He said, sent Fido for the duck, man. My friend said, don't you worry some, none at all, any about that duck. He's dead like hell, I guarantee. He couldn't get up if he wanted to. He said, sent the dog and let don't got some arguing. He said, okay. Fido, go brought them duck. Trip, 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 trip right on top of the water. Fido run up there and pick up them duck. Trip, trip, trip right back on top of the water. He ran back and put them duck down. That banking people didn't say a word. Not long before here come another duck in a bunch all by himself. And my friend called him up, and good, he most lost this one time. Put right down in the front. Man, he reared up with that twice-barrel carabine what he'd got, my friend, and blim, blim, kill that duck dead, and right now. The banking people say, send Fido for the duck, and please, this don't got some argue. He say, okay, Fido, go brought them duck, trip, right on top of the water. Fido run out there and pick up them duck, trip, right back on top of the water and put that duck down. The banking people say, I did not said something at first because I thought it was a damn lie. But did you see that dog run out there on top of that water and pick that duck up and run back on top of the water and put that duck down, huh? My friend say, yeah. And that embarrassed me more than I can ever told you. I never could taught that damn dog how to swim.
The Dog That Couldn't Swim by Justin Wilson. The next song is Fire and Rain by James Taylor. I believe he wrote this after a friend of his died. And each time I hear it, even though the words don't fit specific people that I knew, it still brings back the feeling of loss that I have for any one of my friends who has died. This song catches something a little deeper than the words and does it well. Fire and Rain by James Taylor.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. You just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I won't make it any other way. Whoa, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. To an easy time, my back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, there's hours of time on the telephone line to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Whoa, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again now. Thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time around now. Thought I'd see you, thought I'd see you finally now.
Just heard Fire and Rain by James Taylor. The next song is almost a wombat. It's called I Ain't Afraid by Holly Near. And I can't say too much about it because it's a sensitive point of view. But she's expressing a point of view and it speaks to me. It's a strongly stated statement. So I'll let her say it. The name of the song is I Ain't Afraid.
Afraid of what?
I Ain't Afraid by Holly Near. Next song is Hello by Adele. I think it's about an ended relationship, and there's enough pain for both sides to go around for a long time.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet to go over everything. They say the time's supposed to heal you, but I ain't done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles.
Home.
Hello by Adele. The next song is by Crystal Gayle, and often we have experiences in life that are troublesome and have bad parts and may end poorly. And the question is, was it worth it? And one answer to that would be, I'd do it all over again. And that's the name of this song. That's Crystal Gayle. She's, I'll do it all over again.
Was I right? Was I wrong? A little too weak, a little too strong. Was it him? Was it me? Oh, I guess I'll never know. Well, you're up, then you're down. Oh, but the world keeps turning around. Ain't it hard to find something to hang on to? Say that's the way it's always been. First you laugh, then you cry. Oh, but I guess that's life. So you live and you learn, and never look back at the bridges you burn. And you change somehow. Oh, I'm a little bit wiser now. But I know I'll smile again, I'll get back on my feet, and then I'll do it all over again. But I know that my heart will mend, and I know that I'll smile again, I'll get back on my feet, and then I'll do it all over again. I'll do it all.
Crystal Gayle just sang, I'll Do It All Over Again. Well, the next song is the second Wombat of the show. Technically, it's not really a wombat. It is a recorded commercial song, but it is such an odd little thing that I have to call it a wombat. It's a children's song called Fuba Wuba by Jeff Warner and Jeff Davis. Jeff Davis is a personal friend of mine, and I know Jeff Warner. And they used to go around singing in schools. They actually sang in my children's, where my sons went to school. And so this is their version of a children's song called Fuba Wuba. And listen to the mouth harp. It's pretty strong in here and a very different kind of instrument. Fuba Wuba.
Softly heave a tree, fooba wooba, fooba wooba. Softly heave a tree, fooba wooba, John. Softly heave a tree, 40 miles out to sea. An old blind drunk John, fooba wooba, John. Saw a mouse chase a cat, fooba wooba, fooba wooba. Saw a mouse chase a cat, fooba wooba, John. Saw a mouse chase a cat, saw the cheese eat the rat. An old blind drunk John, fooba wooba, John. Saw a snail chase a whale, fooba wooba fooba wooba. Saw a snail chase a whale, fooba wooba John. Saw a snail chase a whale all around the garbage pail. And old blind drunk John, fooba wooba John. Saw a bear with no hair, fooba wooba fooba wooba. Saw a bear with no hair, fooba wooba John. Saw a bear with no hair, he was in his underwear. And old blind drunk John, fooba wooba John.
Fooba Wooba by Jeff Warner and Jeff Davis. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7, and sometimes Saturdays at 1 when there's not a football game. And it's my chance to play for you things I think will reach out and grab as many of you as possible. And each week, I also throw in a few odd things, like the last thing, which I call Wombats. And that's where I get my title, Wombats and Music. And in some ways, the whole show is a wombat, as I see it. It's different for me. These are intense experiences, as is the closing of the show, which we're doing right now. So I want to ask you to help me do something, and this is your chance to be part of the show. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.